Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You are good with this.
Yeah, so here's step back. There are things that are going to have to be sorted out. The players are pushing back very hard on the best of five in the first true playoff round. The play-in round, they understand. The first playoff round, they want a best of seven, and I think the league will concede that. So that's one issue. The bye teams getting seeded by order of their play, that's going to be a pushback. Boston shouldn't have to play for the first overall position in a round robin. They should have that. Those games they play should just be to get ready for the playoffs. The draft lottery has my normal rant and rave about it. The notion that even though it's rare statistically that a team that could just miss the playoffs and have 90 points could leapfrog over teams with 70 points and pick ahead of them in the draft defies logic to me. But these are all minor points, guys. Complaining about any of this is like whining about a beautiful woman wearing ugly shoes.
Again, Brian Burke, Sportsnet up in Canada. Yet a lot of people want to bitch about the shoes. Hockey's coming back, and they're the one league, if you can believe it, that's leading the charge and actually doing something and making some decisions. And you want to piss and moan about the Bruins losing the number one seed in a year where there's no travel or home ice and the field is pretty flat? Like, what's the diff? And Neely was bitching about it too today. Like I think it's just ridiculous. And I again, we welcome it. We are the purveyors and the clearinghouse for bitching. So I don't want to discourage you complaining about the format. But my God, that number one seed thing and the round robin the Bruins are going to have to play. Before we realized they were playing for seeding, when we just thought it was exhibition games, you complained that they weren't playing for anything and they'd be too rusty when they faced the team that qualified. They're coming off a playoff series, and you're not, so you're going to be at a disadvantage. Okay, so now your games actually mean something. It's not quite a elimination playoff series, but you actually have to play and try to gain the number one seed so you can put something into those games. That's what you wanted, right? No, now it turns out you're complaining about potentially losing the number one seed. And again, does it really matter? There's no travel. There's no home road. And not that that matters in hockey anyway. And the field? Look, drawing Pittsburgh in that first round would be tough, okay? And I don't want Montreal because I'm effed in the head for Montreal. But really, they suck. So once you get past Pittsburgh, if you can just avoid going 0-3 and falling to the 4 seed, just win a game. Get a point, I think. You won't be the 4 seed, okay? If you just avoid being the 4 seed, the rest of the teams you might face in that first round would be Montreal, Carolina, the Rangers, the Islanders, the Panthers, the Leafs, the Blue Jackets. Does it matter which one it is? Does it really matter?
No, it doesn't.
No, look, and this is what I felt from the beginning, because I made this mistake yesterday. I said, well, you want the top seed, you get home ice. And I remember it was you or our caller said, there is no home ice. And I went, oh my gosh, That's right. It's going to be a neutral site. Like, you know, instinctively, you're sort of conditioned to think I'll take the home ice. Not that it even matters much when you do have it, as we found out in the finals last year. But that four seed, to me, you got to avoid that, because ultimately then you could play Pittsburgh, Tampa Bay, and Washington all in the, you know, on the road to the cup, on the path to the finals. And I just think that, you know, that's one landmine after the next. You're not going to navigate that.
So Brian Burke said, you know, Boston shouldn't have to play for the number one seed. All right, so now they have to. But don't you want that? Doesn't that sharpen them up? You know, again, a lot of you were concerned about those games not meaning anything and them being too loose by the time they get to the first round. So now they actually have to tighten it up a little bit for those games. That should benefit them, right?
Yeah, I'd rather it matter so that, you know, you get not max effort, but close to it, so that they get ready for when it really becomes, you know, the grind of the playoff run. If it was just like exhibition, it's just too loose. You're asking for guys to get hurt, to be half-assing it. I want it to matter. I think it'll benefit them.
Okay, so the other complaint is the timing, that they didn't make any set timing, and it's really training camps cannot start until the first half of July, which is pretty open-ended, right? Anytime between July 1 and July 15 is when full training camps, hopefully this month they'll be able to start getting on the ice if Baker, you know, lets them on the ice, or Marty Walsh lets them on the ice. But I don't know, give them a call. He might tell you it's a different department. The thing is, so they can skate in small groups starting this month, but training camps aren't until July, which means games might not start until August, which means the cup might not be awarded until late September. And people look at that and go, well, that's way too disconnected from the end of, well, when the season ended on March 11th, when games stopped being played. You're playing 5 months later. So that's not the same season. Why are you even doing that? Do you guys agree with that take?
No.
No.
No, I look at it as simply as, you know, look, there are no rules to this thing anymore. I mean, and not that there were from the beginning, but the farther we go into it, the more that you realize you just got to make do with what's there. And so, look, if this thing, at some point, Mike, there is a drop dead, okay, because then you put the next season in jeopardy. So at some point, there is a drop dead.
What's your drop dead?
Well, I would say if they want to start the season in December and you want to get this one in, I'd have to back time it. You know, you need a little bit of training camp, right? So I would say you got to have everything wrapped up by the end of October.
Oh, no, I was going to say October 1.
Okay.
October 1.
So I was going to say you take November, maybe November off, and you, in theory you could start by the end of December if you wanted. But, yeah, somewhere around there. I mean, it's the fall. There is a drop dead somewhere.
Yeah, so, that's the way I looked at it, is that essentially November is your month off in between this season and that and the next.
So, I mean, I just heard people ragging on the NHL for saying, well, why are you starting 5 months later? And so,
at least they're starting.
Okay, but I'm not sure what the alternative is.
There isn't one.
Again, if you ask Charlie Baker about can they get onto the Warrior Ice Arena, he says you have to call somebody else that's not my department. They're not even close to letting him on the ice here.
Through a different channel.
All right, that's a different channel, he says. In Canada, Trudeau still has you with a 14-day quarantine if you cross the border. So while there's some states here in the union that have said, yeah, come on down, play ball, most of the states here and the whole of Canada is still kind of shut down. So, like, if you want them to start earlier, other than joining in the three percenters in an armed uprising, I don't know what else you expect the league to do. If you say, look, 5 months, okay, they ended March 11th. They may not start until July 11th or August 11th, okay? So you're talking 4 or 5 months, you know, in between games. If you're saying that's too much and that, you know, that's not the same season and so you shouldn't even bother, cancel the season, well, that's fine. Cancel the season then. And if you just can't handle that, then you can't handle that. But I wouldn't go blaming the NHL or the NBA, who, by the way, is going to have a very similar timeline as it's coming out today. What do you expect them to do? They can't open up gyms that the government won't let them open up. And they won't go start playing, you know, until the governments allow them to, the doctors allow them to, and that they have the testing to do it. And believe me, if they did try and rush it, if they just said, screw it, Arizona's letting everybody in, Florida's letting us do whatever we want, we're taking the whole league to Florida next week, we're going to open up camps, we're going to hog all these tests, and we're just going to open it up, you would kill them. They would get destroyed by people. And oh, by the way, it's not time for that yet. So what do you want them to do? Like, I mean, it just is what it is. But the bitching about it, I mean, Kevin Paul DuPont, again, in the Globe, who wanted them to shut down weeks ago, like just cancel the whole thing. You know, he's still doubting it. He wrote today, that, you know, while the NHL deserves credit for trying and putting a proposal out there, it's also clear that the details of the complex, mind-numbing blueprint for the grandy opening is that it's still quite possible that none of it ever happens. He says, when do players begin informal skates? There's no timeline. Most likely on or about the middle of next month. Local health ordinances could dictate. He says, how about a date for the formal reboot of training camp? That's still up in the air. Probably 2 to 3 weeks after the informal skates commence. Not sure. When do the playoff games begin? Heck, maybe even late July or early August, he says, if things go right, or at least if they don't go horribly wrong. And the crowning of a Stanley Cup winner? Still working on that. But based on the tenor of the late afternoon announcement from Bettman, it easily could be at the end of September. Overall, the announcement provided excitement, but instilled little or no confidence. So, like, So is he blaming the league for that? Like, what's the league supposed to do if they won't open up the rinks? What are they supposed to do? What are they supposed to do if the testing is not quite lined up yet?
They want these people like this, and I think Florio with the NFL, they just want to shut it down. No, we have to reset everything, and we'll talk to you in 2021, which
and ultimately,
I just think
look,
is ridiculous.
Yeah, and maybe this is part of the reason why the NHL decided to get, you know, formal about it and make an announcement, because they're putting pressure on whether it's the mayor. You know, maybe Baker is saying, well, you're going to have, maybe that's what he means by different channel, that it's Mayor Walsh who's overseeing that one because the facilities are in Boston, with regard to three of the teams. I don't know, but maybe that's the NHL's way of putting pressure on some of these markets, or maybe the whole country of Canada, and saying, hey, look, we have a plan here. We're ready to go. All we need is you to say yes. Can you say yes, please?
So, I mean, to me, go to the governments and the health officials and that. I mean, if these leagues had green lights, I think they'd be moving a little bit quicker. So, I mean, I don't know what you want them to do about that. And, you know, at first you bitch about the round robin not meaning anything. Now you're bitching about the round robin meaning something. So which is it? Like, you gotta make a call. You got to make a decision. You got to start narrowing things down. And at least the NHL is doing that. At least the NHL is doing that. And I'll take it.
Nothing's going to be fully accepted in any avenue of life. People just want to be mad to be mad. Like, it's just, you know, you had to expect this.
No, that I accept. You know, that I do accept. And then the whole quarantining thing, I think the NHL players are more on board with that than certainly the MLB players, who I think rejected it out of hand and the owners gave in to it already. The NBA players are going to schlep their families along after being trapped with them, and I could be trapped with your family in a house for 4 or 5 straight months, and then you've got to bring them along to Disney World? Oh, my God. It sounds like my personal version of hell.
Seriously, that's a living hell. That is Hades on Earth.
You finally get to escape for a few months, and now there's a new provision. Your family has to come.
Disney World, they say it's the happiest place on Earth. God, death. Oh, my personal version of hell. The Disney World with the little kids. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I would jump off it. Tall building.
Right, rather go to an unclean rest stop.
Okay, so
weekend.
Right. Imagine how Murray would do with all those kids there.
Oh my God.
I've been to tell. It's the worst. I'll never go back.
But now you have to do it after being trapped in the same house with them for the last 5 months. Like, what the hell?
No go.
So are you okay with that? But it just the bitching about the NHL thing, to me, I'll take it. I'll take all of it. I you know, 5 months, it blows. But what are you gonna do? It's the apocalypse. No one could have foreseen this, and everything's going to be different. Nothing's going to be as good. So I can handle the 5-month gap between games. I can handle it. The rosters are going to be the same. There's still going to be a lot on the line for the teams that want something on the line. There's going to be teams that don't give a rat's ass, and so fine, they'll get bounced early. See you later. But for teams like Tampa, who desperately need to win a Stanley Cup, the Bruins, Tuukka Rask, who desperately need to win a Stanley Cup, or I don't know if you go out west, a team like Winnipeg, Vegas, those teams have a lot on the line. Those teams are going to have a heck of a lot to play for, and it's going to be a good tournament. It's going to be hockey. I'll take it. Can you handle it? So those are your reset NHL thoughts. We'll get to that, the MLB thoughts, right after these words.
Sports. Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Say something, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And now that we get a look at what this will mean for some of the highest paid players, what's the reaction been within the sport?
It has been uniformly terrible among the players, Scott. And listen, this is not just the highest paid players who, under MLB's proposal that was given to the Players Association on Tuesday, would see the largest pay cuts. This filters all the way down to the lowest levels, to the guys making $563,500, the minimum salary this year. This, Scott, has galvanized the players. They are uniformly together on this in the idea of outright rejecting this proposal from Major League Baseball.
All right, meanwhile, Major League Baseball seems to be getting farther away as the NHL creeps back. The MLB seems to be getting further away, as Jeff Passan on ESPN last night. And on top of it all, Sean Hannity wants us drinking beer out of a straw through our mask. Bobby and Revere on that. Go ahead, Bobby.
Okay, guys. When you drink beer out of a straw as to opposed without one, people tend to drink quicker. And if you drink quicker, you drink more. So it makes sense that you'll get drunk quicker drinking beer out of a straw. Plus, the straw eliminates oxygen.
Okay. Well,
I'd buy that science.
Sure. Everybody's a winner then.
Yep.
Everybody's a winner. We stay safe. We appease Fauci and Bricks and all of those folks. And we get drunker. So,
I mean, look, the whole drink it through the straw thing, I told you, I think it's an urban legend. Frankly, I believe it, but I think it's bullcrap. If that makes any sense whatsoever.
You drink you drink more quickly, you consume more because of the straw, and you become drunk more quickly. Like, it makes sense.
Again, everybody wins. Tom in the car on the NHL. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Mike, just give me a quick 30 seconds, couple of thoughts. One, I think this plays into the Bruins' hands because they're a defensive-minded team and they're explosive on the power play. And I think as teams try to get to their game, I think the defensive-oriented teams are going to have an advantage in the early rounds. Secondly, the team you really got to watch out for, Pittsburgh is stacked. They had more key players out all year. That's the only reason why they were where they are as far as playoff. Yeah. And they made key trades, not thinking they were going to get Jake Guentzel back, but they have him back. And he was a 40-goal scorer last year, but he also was on pace for 50 this year until he got hurt December 31st. And, Mike, you made a comment about the Penguins kind of being a weasel organization. But, you know, when the Cup's on the line, 16 and 17, they close the games out.
No, they're good. I didn't say they suck. I just think Crosby's a rat. That's all. It sort of permeates the organization. But that doesn't mean I don't respect him. I do. You want to avoid Pittsburgh? Win one game. Win one game in that little mini round robin, and I don't think you'll be the four seed. And that's it.
I mean, Yeah, that's really what it comes down to, again, because the benefit that they get out of the regular season is that tiebreaker, right? If there are any ties in the round robin, then it defers to what where you were in the regular season. And the Bruins obviously were at the top, so they win any tiebreakers, which is great. But just don't suck when you come out. If and when the teams return to the ice, don't suck in the round robin and you'll be fine.
And this whole thing about it's going to benefit defensive-minded team, but blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you're overthinking it.
I don't buy that either, yeah.
Do you know, I think it's going to be a huge factor more than ever, and it's such an important, you know, factor in hockey to begin with.
Goaltending?
No. Who wants it? Who wants it? Because, you know, look, as much as I mock, you know, the quarantining and, like, you know, the real sack, it's really not that big of a deal. It is a little bit of a spiel here for these guys who've already been paid. You know, they've already made 85, 90% of their money. So it's not like it's a financial thing. And it is a little bit of a hassle after 4 months to pick yourself up and go to a training camp and lace them back up and get back out on the ice and, you know, go through the rigors of these games and the meat grinder of the Stanley Cup playoffs. I think there's going to be a fair amount of players who say, all right, not our year, and just sort of shut it down.
And so, yeah, and that's why maybe I've talked myself into this because I want it back so badly, but the focus it's going to take, I think, for a lot of these guys once they get out there and it's no fans and it's so different, the layoff's been this long, like, that's going to be serious, you know, to be that focused, to really determine, like, it'd be that determined, like, hey, we have an opportunity here to win the Stanley Cup after this long layoff, and this is all so weird. I think it's going to be tough for a lot of guys that they'll slap it out there and be like, oh, this is stupid and fake, whatever, we lost in the first round, see you next year. Some guys, though, that remain focused, that want it, they know there's some people will bitch, but there ultimately will be no asterisk on it. Like, that's tough. That's tough to actually go out there and, you know, fight for a couple of months and win the damn thing.
I mean, hard to do, right? And look, we touched on this, Mike, that maybe this is an area Bruins fans want to look at a positive, where the Bruins might have an advantage because they have a lot of, you know, I think it was Cassidy who said that he thinks they have a mentally tough team. And I think that that is true. I think they do. They have a lot of veteran guys that have been through a lot and that when it's time to play, they play. And so I think that they, if anyone can handle it, I think their chances are basically as good as anyone else's.
Well, so mentally tough is one thing, but in terms of there's no, they all want the cup. Okay. So like, I get that part, but no one should want it more than the Bruins. No one should want it more than the Bruins.
Well, after how last year played out, for sure.
I mean, Ovechkin just won his, so he's got that monkey off his back. Sydney's got three. So, look, I'm not saying that those guys don't want it. Of course they do. Any other team you could give me, there's one other team that I would say, maybe, you know, Tampa to me desperately needs a Stanley Cup. Tampa is the San Jose Sharks of the East. They've been the best team in hockey in the regular season for the last, whatever, 5 years, call it. Stamkos doesn't have one. Like, that team needs one. The Lightning should absolutely be desperate for a Stanley Cup. Vegas, I would say, should be desperate for a Stanley Cup, but they're like a baby. They're 3 years old.
Right.
You know, St. Louis just won it last year. Dallas, should they really get, I mean, in terms of teams that need it, Rask needs it. And Chara, Bergeron, this whole group, they need one more. And they were the seventh game at home last year. They've won the President's Trophy. I mean, it's really them and the Lightning in terms of teams that need it, want it, have to have it. It's them and Tampa Bay, I think. And I think that should serve those teams.
I mean, definitely, you know, you look at the Bruins, you'd say, and this is typically the type of discussion we'd have if they had gone right into the playoffs in the absence of a pandemic. But to go, you know, if they were to win it, go to four cups in, what is that, 9 years? And win two and go 2-2 in four Stanley Cup finals? I mean, that's a pretty good run. That's a damn good run.
I'm glad you brought that up. I was thinking about this myself. I mean, that's like arguably one of the greatest runs the franchise has ever been on. You know about that?
Absolutely.
The Big Bad Bruins, they won two and I think went to three finals. They lost in 74 to Philly. That was the finals, right? The Bernie Parent series?
Sounds right.
So, like, they only went to three finals, winning two. If you go to four finals and win two, like, that's better. You certainly, you've already outstripped what I thought was an excellent team, the Bork, Neely, you know, that late 80s, early 90s Bruins team. You're already better than that. I mean, you make the case of being maybe the greatest Bruins team of all time.
Yeah, and again, if you extend it over like a period, you'd say what we might have watched if they could pull it out would be the greatest decade of Bruins hockey, or something close to it. Anyway, the 70s obviously were pretty damn good too. A little top heavy at the beginning, but it'd be something like that. I mean, to go to four cups in 9 years and win a couple, that's a pretty damn good run.
But the bigger thing is what happened last year. The bigger thing is what happened last year at home, game seven, the cup's in the building, and you left it on the table. You left it out there. I think that's been in their craw all season. Hopefully that stayed right up there, Keister, the entire pandemic, and they're itching to get back and they're itching to atone for that defeat. Like, that should be the biggest motivator right there, and no other team has that going for them. Meanwhile, one of the best things I've heard on these quarantines, the players having to go into the bubble, was uttered by Brian Burke last night on Sportsnet. Well, you'll hear that sound. We'll react to it after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
You can listen to Felger and Mass on your phone with an 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Frankly, it's what we deserve. We're a nation of idiots.
Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Well, let me give you some math here, because this is the greatest myth of the playoffs that I've heard the last couple months.
Okay.
And I don't know why more people aren't focused on this. They all just had 10 weeks on schedule with their families. Did they not?
Yes.
Have they not been locked down with the rest of us? I've had players tell me they can't wait to get out of lockdown and go play. But no, so say training camp's 14 days. They're saying it'd be 3 or 4 weeks. I don't think it will be. Let's say it's 14 days. Seven teams miss the playoffs. We're not even talking about them. After they play the initial best of five play-in, eight more teams are out. That will take 10 days maximum. Those guys will have invested 24 days, and at that point, the seven teams that missed and the eight teams that were eliminated in the play-in round are all out. They've spent 24 days. The best of seven will take at most 14 days or 15 days for the next round. And then eight more teams are out. So after roughly 38 days, 23 teams are out. What's the hardship? Good Lord.
Love that cut by Brian Burke. Love it. You're going to quarantine the whole league and keep these guys away from their families for months at a time. No, really just a couple teams when you boil it all down. When you boil it all down, it'll really just be a couple of teams, a handful of teams for an extended period of time. 15, nearly half the league, basically half the league, will be only away at most 24 days. Seven teams will be away none. Seven teams are already home and that's it. Okay, they're not coming back. The eight teams that lose in the qualifying round will be out at most, as Brian Burke sort of surmises there, 24, call it 30 days, 30 days. So that's between the seven that are out and the eight that get a bounce in that qualifying round. That's half the league, less than a month away. Can we handle this?
Yeah, I don't think that's big of an ask.
Oh, my God. Can we handle that? And then,
really, when he goes through it, because you lose sight of that, right? When they started laying out all these scenarios, you say, well, they quarantine for 6 or 8 weeks, takes 2 months to play the playoffs, they're in one space. You know, maybe they do it a little faster because there's no travel, blah, blah, blah. And then you think about it, you say, well, wait a minute. With each round, someone gets eliminated. Every series, someone gets eliminated. They go home. So the only teams that end up being really quarantined or in the bubble for any length of time are teams that have the chance to win the cup, in which case they're preoccupied anyway.
They're fine.
They're totally focused on the cup. They're probably that focused when they're at home, if they're living at home, and they say to their families, okay, we're in the final four now. All bets are off. I don't exist for 3 weeks. Like, so it's a good point by Brian Burke that you're sending people home anyway as you go along.
Okay, and 8 more get bounced in the first round. So 38 days, as he said, 23 of the 30. I mean, it's a good Lord. Like, and furthermore, so now you hear this report today from the, you know, from ESPN, and we thought this was coming. Well, this is why they went to Disney World in the first place, because it's a bigger footprint and there's more space and you can bring families. It's like, hey, you know. You've just been trapped at home with your wife and kids, or your husband and kids. You've been trapped with your family now for, by the time they come back, 3-4 months straight. Straight. Now you've got to bring the whole mishpucha to Disney World. It's like,
you got an opportunity to be free.
Oh, my God. And it's like, is it really the end of the world if dad or mom or whoever goes away to work? I mean, there's a million jobs out there where you travel, and sports is one of them. It's sort of like you kind of sign up for it. You spend so much time away from home on road trips or camps, and then you've done it your whole life. Bus trips, road trips, camps, summer camps, off-season camp, whatever. Like, this is part of the life of an athlete. You're out of, you travel, and you spend time out of the home, okay? So I think it's sort of gluttonous to say, I'm going to bring my family. Like, no. Dad's going to go away for 30, 45 days and earn his living and support his family. And that's what he's going to do. He's just been home for 6 months.
I bet you a lot of those athletes would say, yeah, listen, you know, the games are at Disney, you know, so they get on the plane, they go to Disney, and then the dad goes to Vegas to play hoops. Yeah. Oops, sorry, forgot to tell you, change of plans.
But, like, it's, you know, it's, I mean, I don't want to be away from my family for 30 days, 45 days, 50, 60 days. I don't want to. But if that's how I support my family, and it's the pandemic and it's a special circumstance that we all have to make a sacrifice and get through, I would do it. I mean, and I think most people would do it. But so now they got to bring the wife, the kids, the support staff, which means you need all that more tests. You need all that more space. You need all that more support staff at the facility. And now you have to have more tests for the support staff. Because I have to bring my wife and kids. Like, it just feels like, you know what?
You're adding more problems just in terms of, I feel like, the science aspect of it. Like,
right?
You're asking for more people to enter. You're asking for the virus to rear its ugly head.
It's more
the
people.
The math, Murray.
Right.
Yeah. Yep, the math. That's more, right, which is why that all these playoff scenarios that leave some teams home make a lot of sense. This is why the NHL doesn't want to totally resume the season, or at least in part, because they say, what's the point of bringing in the final 7 teams when all we're doing is increasing the odds that we're not going to be able to make it through? So let's send them home, or let's not bring them back at all. And then right away, we're going to send, you know, 4 teams home from each conference. So the more people there are, the greater the likelihood that something's not going to work.
Yeah, now that I think about that, yeah, you know what? They shouldn't pass this. And any of anyone that's bitching about it at home, just say, what are you afraid of? Like, if someone breaking in, I'll buy you a gun, or I'll hire Moose and Rocco and we'll have security. I'll see you in a month and a half.
I mean, some people don't have the means to figure it out. And so but these guys do. These guys do.
Right.
They have the means to hire the help to, you know, I'll be out of that. But, like, they have the help anyway. Do you think they've been home? They've been trapped at home for the last couple of months. But during the normal season, they're gone most of the time anyway. So they have the security in place, Murray. They have the support staff for the kids in place. They have it in place.
Well, yeah, particularly in the NBA, there are so few players on the rosters. We all know the Marcus Smarts of the world make whatever it is that he makes, I don't even remember, $16 million or something like that. I mean, and again, not that Smart is a bum. He's a perfectly good player. But to make $16 million in the, you don't, there's nobody that makes $16 million in the NHL.
So I don't know. I just, do you have to bring them all? Do you have to? It's, why don't you see how it all plays out first? And then, you know,
especially again, if you're like a young rookie too, now all of a sudden you get your mom calling you like, well, how come I can't come?
Listen, God, mom. Jesus. We were just all holed up. Seriously. We were all trapped together for the last 4 months. So anyway, a couple more of your calls here before we hit the final word. Nick and Ludlow. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, guys. I have an idea for the NHL playoffs. So I like what they're doing. So,
can you believe a guy calls us and does that?
The way that it started, too.
Jeez, oh, yeah.
Like, hold on. Let me see if I can do this. I have my de facto mask here on me. Yeah, guys, I had a plan for the NHL.
Nick, I'll give you one more chance. Hold it like a pizza. Go ahead, Nick.
I got it like a pizza. All right.
There we go.
So I have an idea for the NHL playoffs. I like what they're doing for the round robin. I would make those series play-in games, 7-game series, and I would have the round robins play every conference.
Nick. You know what I'm done with? Ideas.
Yeah.
The proposals.
I'm done with permutations. We've been doing ideas and permutations
3 months
for effing 12 weeks. We really have, and I embraced it for a long time. It's now time to put a bandana on your effing proposals and choose something and just go ahead and do it. And
seriously, put a sock in your mouth. Right. Already. He was better off when he wasn't holding it like a pizza, for crying out loud. I didn't want to hear that guy at all after that. Felguy, I think what they should do is they should play 7 gamers in the play-ins, and then the round robin shouldn't be a round robin. It should be a bigger bird, like an eagle. It should be a round eagle. And you play each conference.
If you want
times.
To bitch about what they have on the table, that's fine. We'll take your bitches, but I don't want any new ideas.
I was thinking,
holy crap.
Best of two, and if they're tied, then they Rochambeau for it.
No new ideas. Mike and Melrose. Go, Mike.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Mike, I hear people like complaining, saying this format screws the Bruins. Like, do they forget we had the best team in hockey in our division, and we were getting them in the second round? I don't care about Pittsburgh. As if we can avoid Tampa to the conference finals, this is a win. Make Tampa play 2 rounds.
Great point. Great point, Mike. There's a chance here you avoid Tampa for an extra round. And I don't know if you consider them your toughest opponent or the Capitals. Maybe you would do the Capitals before the Lightning. But either way, it all sort of washes out, don't you think?
For the most part, yes. I'm just telling you that you're going to have to play good teams. Okay, so if you can eliminate one in the first round, that helps. And I'm sorry, Washington's the one that scares me because the Bruins are the Capitals' bitch. They are. They get absolutely freaking...
Wait a minute, Maz. I thought history didn't matter.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait a minute now.
No way. How far back do you want to go, huh? You want to go back to Craig Berube? Come on.
I'm talking current incarnations of the rosters. I'm talking here and now. I'm not going back to 1969 there, Magellan. You want to time travel, H.G. Wells, for crying out loud.
I think the Bruins beat the Capitals a couple times this year. I think they actually broke through this year.
They beat them once.
Yeah, they did.
They beat them at least once. Look, I don't want Holpe either. Holpe is there, and I believe in that. I think they got a thing about Holpe. Holpe's in their freaking head.
I'm telling you, the Bruins are the Capitals' biatch.
Me too, dude. I listen to those.
John in Shrewsbury. John, you have a football thought. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. So I want to know, in 2016, were you more confident in Jimmy Garoppolo coming in and starting the season for us, or Jared Stidham now? I know they're both second- or third-round draft picks. Both liked a lot by Bill Belichick. I drew some comparisons between them there.
Well, hold on. I mean, that's an interesting question.
Maz?
Jimmy G.
Take it away.
Were you more confident in Garoppolo in 2016 or Stidham now?
Jimmy G.
I didn't expect to really see much out of Garoppolo when he was going to be starting those games. I didn't know. I think I'm more confident with Stidham.
So of course you would say that just to piss me off. Yep. Jimmy G was his third year. We had seen more out of Jimmy G than we had seen out of Stidham. When Jimmy G got in the Kansas City game in 2014, he played well. Like, it's Jimmy G. It's not even close.
That was the preseason. He sucked, though. And anytime he tried to look at the tablet when Brady and McDaniels were looking at it, they both like kind of turned their backs to him, like, get out of here, you geek.
Well, so now Jimmy G. The right answer is Jimmy G.
I was going to say. Murray, so how do you feel about the new vaccine that they've been developing here?
I hate to keep going back to it, Mike, but they had the guy. They've never drafted a quarterback that high before. They've never drafted. Bill found him.
Murray, how do you feel about the new Major League Baseball proposal to the players?
Mike, I know I always do this. I always go back to it. They had Jimmy G. They had the next guy.
No. I was talking about the baseball players, the baseball proposal.
I don't know, Mike. The next guy. That's the most important thing. You can't put a price on that. They had him. They'd never taken a quarterback that high before in the second round. Bill believed they found the next guy. It doesn't matter what the baseball players want or what they're looking for. They had the next guy in Jimmy G.
Murray, how do you feel about this highlighter that I have? You think it's a good brand, this universal highlighter?
It's not the color that I'm looking for, Mike. What they had was the guy. They had the guy after Brady.
All roads lead back to Garoppolo with Maz, in case you didn't know. The final word is next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. Town Fair Tire, the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
No one. Right. Nope. A lot of discussion about the return of the NHL today, and with that came a lot of anger. So Jimmy has just labeled this nearly 3 minutes of anger.
Anger. Love it.
What do you want them to do? These governments are not opening up the buildings. The country of Canada won't even open up their border. Okay? If you go up there, you have to sit at home for 14 days still, and they haven't come off of that. Here in this state, if you just want to open the door and go for a twirl on the ice and you call the governor, he'll tell you that's someone else's department. You got to call somebody else.
Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins or Montreal?
Oh, the Penguins.
Me too.
The Bruins actually have a
pretty
decent...
You can't be serious.
Yeah, 100%.
100%.
100%.
You cannot be serious.
100%.
Oh, that's just dumb. That is dumb to play them, to want to play them over, play Pittsburgh over Montreal in the first round.
They beat
Montreal
Pittsburgh.
Montreal blows. Montreal blows.
Man, the history matters.
If the Bruins never play Montreal in the playoffs again, I'll be happy. I don't need it. I don't need the adjutant, Maz, as you would say.
Well, no, heaven forbid you and Murray aren't comfortable since.
Yeah, these are fragile times, Maz.
I mean, as long as I'm out of the studio, I don't give a rat's ass about your emotional well-being. Like, if you want a deal, negotiate a deal for just the pandemic, and let's get down to business. This cut is way too big. But if their motive here is something bigger than that, in other words, to say, hey, fellas, we don't want to play this year, so you know what? We're going to give you a crap bag offer because we think the sport needs to be shut down because you need to be taught a lesson, then I'm in favor of it.
Like, I get it. The owners are greedy scumbags. They are in all professional sports. It's a given. It's like the sun rises in the east. I can accept that. I think most people can accept that, that the owners are always going to be greedy. The players and their continued bitching. Now? Now. During this time in life. Rotten hell. Oh, $8 million? Well, $8 million's not good enough because you're supposed to be making 35. Your overpaid ass is supposed to be getting 35 playing your increasingly irrelevant sport. What's better, $8 million or nothing? And if you want the nothing, I hope you ruin your sport forever. I really do. I have no tolerance for this right now, and I don't think most people do. I don't side with them on this.
So this is one of my criticisms of the union. They sit there and say they're there for the greater good. Oh, bull c***, you liars. They're star b***ers. That's all they are. The union is star b***ers. Because they know those stars
are the ones that elevate the average salary, and then they can go to, they got to protect the superstars who don't need it. But
the owners did not make this offer with the intention of brokering a deal. No way.
Teams are in training camp, spring training games, and baseball is still shuttered down. They had to cancel the season because they couldn't figure out whether the guy could take a cold tub or not. Think of that. So what do you want them to do? What do you want them to do? Someone's going to be unhappy about something. Okay, the situation sucks. So what? They're just picking the least sucky of all the sucky options. What do you want them to do?
There we go. There's a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, I like it.
Least sucky of the sucky options. Yeah. Felger and Matt is 2-6.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.